Welcome back to Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome to today's edition of Startup Nation Radio. My co-host, Dan Gliske. We've got a great show ahead. Dan, our pledge is always to bring value to our entrepreneurial community by bringing the expert advice they need, giving them access to experts, and we've got a great show ahead on a really important topic today, brought to you by our friends at Walsh College. Dan, tee up our show for us.
Well, the show is about crowdfunding, really one of the top most innovative technologies that can change the face of business that has come around in a long, long time. And the way businesses have raised money in the past is, I'd almost equate it to maybe a garage sale mentality. We have a garage sale, or then now all of a sudden you're selling on eBay. Crowdfunding now, whereas in the past when you raise money, you may have to go get money from your savings, friends and family, a few people that you knew. Now you can open up to the world with crowdfunding. It is a technology that's here that I think our entrepreneurs really need to be aware of and know how it can work and what it can and what it cannot do.
Absolutely. I mean, early funding is the lifeblood of getting these new startups off the ground in most cases. And it's always been a challenge. You know, raising money has always been one of the toughest aspects of getting a business off the ground. This really opens it up. Powerful.
And in the past, the way crowdfunding started, it seemed, was to raise money for causes, raise money for Hurricane Katrina victims, raise money for things that people needed to help somebody else. Now, businesses are using it and latching on to raise equity and raise money for their business to grow. And there's been a lot of changes in the past and some legal and SEC regulations that are now coming around, and the legislation is starting to catch up. So we're gonna learn
about some of that. Let's break it down quickly. Crowdfunding, before you'd have to go out kind of on a one by one basis, get your pitch down, get in front of either angel investors or venture capitalists or bankers or however, your friends and family, whatever it may be. And you would have to pitch them one-off, and you'd raise the money, and it was in larger increments. Now what crowdfunding allows you to do is put out across the net, effectively, what it is that you're offering, playing by the rules. We're going to hear about some of that. And then people in much smaller increments, rather than getting an individual pitch person by person, people who want to invest in these kinds of things, or people who want to support a company by buying products in advance, thereby helping fund the startup of a company. And we'll learn about the differences between the two. That's really the power of crowdfunding now, raising money that way as opposed to the old school way.
And we've got a couple of fantastic guests on our show today that have actually done it and are raising money, so we'll be able to learn from their experiences.
All right, so if you've got we always tee up the show. If you've got a business you want to start or you've got a business you want to grow, my guess is you wouldn't mind finding a new way to access capital to help all make that happen. Well, we're going to help you do just that today. We've got an important guest to start the topic, Dan. Bring our guest on.
Mark Shea is an attorney with Lippitt O'Keefe in Birmingham, Michigan. And Mark is a very well-versed in environmental law, occupational safety and health law, trademark, general corporate law, as well as he's gotten himself up to speed on the intricacies of crowdfunding and, in fact, within the state of Michigan and other states, the exemptions that the states are putting in around the ability of companies to raise money with crowdfunding. So we've got Mark Shea with us to talk about the legal aspects. Welcome, Mark, to the show.
Thanks, Jeff and Dan. I appreciate being here and trying to help out your audience.
Well, this is new stuff. I mean, new stuff for you. I'm sure there's a learning curve that you had to come up, but now you have, and as Dan mentioned, you've equipped yourself as an expert in these matters. Tell us first, when did crowdfunding become available for those of us who want to raise money as entrepreneurs?
Well, we distinguish two aspects of crowdfunding. There's the new legislation here in Michigan, and then there's a concept that a lot of people know because of Kickstarter. I'm going to address, there are only four states right now beside Michigan who have a crowdfunding legislative approach: Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, and Kansas. By the way, Michigan is probably on the cutting edge with some of the nuances that they put in the legislation to make it even more effective for people here in Michigan. But crowdfunding, from a state perspective, has to be considered as an intrastate program. If you wanted to sell securities throughout the country, you'd have to register your stock at a national level You have to go through the SEC, and it's a cumbersome process, an expensive process. That's one of the benefits of the new legislation in crowdfunding. It allows people to market their equity on an intrastate, within the state basis. So
okay, and let's a quick question there. Let's break this down. There's really two types of what we call crowdfunding, rather broadly, and we mentioned it kind of in the opening. One is we know it by the brand Kickstarter because it was kind of the market leader. And what they do is you can buy products in advance, essentially, and thereby funding the startup, right, or funding the organization by providing that fuel through purchasing in advance. Is that right?
That's correct. But
and that's not what we're talking about right now with respect to the legislation you're referring to and having to register in order to sell equities and so on. The other is the equities that you want to sell, and that's where you're actually selling ownership in the company, stock in the company, if it's a corporation, right? And that's the distinction.
That's the big distinction. On the one hand, you're selling equity. On the other hand, you're giving benefits from the company to a supporter through a Kickstarter approach. Here in Michigan, you're actually selling to purchasers from the issuer an equity position in the company.
And so break that down for us. If I'm going to raise money, you know, just real quickly, give me an example. What's the smallest amount that someone could invest, for example?
Well, I'll turn the tables on you a little bit. It's in Michigan, and I think with other states that have the program, you can invest as an individual up to $10,000. If you're an investor, a recognized investor, you can invest more. But the amount in terms of less than $10,000 is really a contractual amount between the issuer, the company raising the money, and the prospective purchaser.
And when you use the term recognized investor, are you talking about accredited, essentially? I don't want to get too technical, but is that the distinction? So anyone can invest up to $10,000? Anyone, without being qualified?
Correct.
Okay, great. Listen, I want to continue on this. We're going to have to go to a break, but let's keep rolling when we come back after the break and learn how people can actually raise money by selling equity through this thing called crowdfunding. We're going to learn how to do it. Stick with us, Mark. We're going to bring you back after the break, and we're going to keep moving along the path here so people can understand how to do this.
Thank you.
All right.